telling me about Hillbilly. Let's see. Well, talking about white people who aren't well off financially, never had much of a chance at education, and really don't care to work. Have you ever heard any terms, say, that a white person might use, refer to those, that type of person?
Well, I've heard white trash and poor white trash, or I'm not even sure whether I've heard people really use that, or whether I've just heard that in Gone with the Wind and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Would a black person say anything different?
I think they'd use the same term. And see, have you specifically asked me what I would call a person from the country? Are you about to do that?
Go ahead.
Okay, I would say a hick.
A hick.
Mm-hmm.
That would be all?
Yes, I think it would be. My father would occasionally say facetiously, "I'm just a country boy," meaning that he was a simple man who was not up to absorbing complicated ideas.
Okay. Have you ever heard people use the term, "He's a country hoosier"?
No, I never heard that.
What about, he's an old podunk, or he's from podunk?
No. I've heard of podunk, meaning a place of an absolutely nondescript place.
Okay. Any particular terms for country people from particular places, like maybe the mountains or piney woods or...
No.
What would a white man, say a working class white man, be likely to call the man that he works for? That's his.
In addressing him or in talking about him, he would say that's his boss.
Mm-hmm. Would you call him anything differently when he's addressing him?
You'd probably say, depending on the situation, if it were formal, and the boss preferred being addressed as Mr. So-and-so, that's what he would say. Some bosses prefer to be called by first names.
What about a working class black man? How would he refer to the man that he works for?
I presume the same way, as boss.
Have you heard anything good?
I should think a black man would be less likely to use a first name. He'd more likely say Mr. So-and-so.
Okay. You ever heard anything in that way, in that line, that struck you as old-fashioned?
I don't think I've ever heard anything, actually.
Boss man, something like that?
I don't believe I ever heard the term. I have read the term.
Okay. Say if you're at a party, you look at your watch and it's getting a bit late, you might say, "Well, we better be getting home, it's midnight."
It's nearly midnight, or it's almost midnight.
Okay. Or say,
or it's close to midnight.
Okay. If the sidewalks are icy, you might say, "Well, somehow I managed to keep my balance, but I
almost fell."
Or if we're supposed to go somewhere and I call out, "You, well, aren't you ready yet?" You might say, "Well, I'll be with you in
just a minute."
If I want to know the distance somewhere, I might stop and ask, "Well, how?"
How far is it?
So if I'm trying to point out something to you in the room that's in plain view, but you just can't see it, I might say, "Well, just
look."
If I want to know about how many times about something, say how many times you go to town, I might say, "Well, how
often?"
Or if I say something like, "Well, I don't believe that I'm going to vote for Jerry Brown for president," and you agree with me.
You don't think much of Jerry Brown, do you, Marvin? Go ahead.
And if you agree with me, you might say, "Well, am I?"
Neither am I. Now, let me interpolate my comment about neither and either. I used to say either and neither. At one point I decided that it sounded better to say either and neither, and so I very consciously changed. I'm now at the point where both of them sound